This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, final segment of the show. We got Baskin and Phelps coming up straight ahead. It has been a very, very busy week down at the Combine. You've got reporters getting into it. I love that Mary Kay, she dug in. She is up for a fight, at least a verbal fight. Because that's what we have with Ian Rappaport and Jordan Schultz, two people who have been on the show and on the station. So big-time newsmakers. And we had a little bit of news earlier today with Abdul Carter. You know, I asked Mitch, I go, Mitch, what's the Abdul Carter injury history? I want to make sure that if we're going to take somebody at number two overall, if he's available, and he's a, quote, generational talent, who I've now heard both Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter, and I'm like, man, all year, all I heard was there's the blue chippers in this draft are at an all-time low, and the quarterbacks, it's a down year. And now all of a sudden, we've got two all-timers.
We throw
like, are
around
we just
that
getting
term
a little
much.
Crazy?
We throw around that term way too much. Like, there's not a generational talent in every draft. Like, that's not how that works. That's not how that works.
But if you're drafting number two overall, you want to convince yourself there's a generational talent.
No, you want to convince other teams there is, so they trade for it.
That's a good point, too.
That's what you want to do. You want to convince other teams that there's a generational talent if you don't believe it, which is what we hear every year. But there's not a generational talent in every single draft.
So, Mitch,
that's not how it goes.
I wanted to make sure because the last time we saw Abdul Carter, he was dealing with an injury. And now we've got a brand new injury. And so I said, Mitch, let's do some research here. We get the crack staff on it. Mitch, injury history for Abdul Carter. Go.
Let me get the list out here. So we have the stress reaction that is causing or maybe causing him to miss the upcoming events. And then we have the shoulder injury that he sustained during the college football playoff. And that's all I got right now.
That's it.
Wow.
All right. But
thank you.
Is he developing as an injury risk player? Is he, when you have two injuries like this, and now they're saying a Schefter,
he didn't get hurt when he got in a fight with that tow truck driver, right?
Whoa, that's right.
Maybe off a bruised
the
ego.
Field concerns.
Now, normally, and we chronicled this, we went all out comprehensive team coverage when we told this story to wonder if there were issues behind the scenes with Abdul Carter. Hey, we're like the teams. The teams are having their investigators look into these players. They're asking them uncomfortable questions.
Why we send Mitch to Happy Valley in a disguise. That's at the end of the bar.
Yeah, that's great work, Mitch.
Yeah, he wasn't just at the creamery taking advantage of the amazing ice cream. He was trying to find out, is there anything we need to know? This is why, who was it? Was it Dez Bryant who was asked?
Oh, yeah.
Some very, very rough questions about his family and his upbringing. So you're trying
Eli Apple, I believe, was asked those questions.
Oh, similar?
I believe so, at the Combine, yeah.
Yeah, nobody likes that when that emerges. They like to say it's a test. Right? They like to say it's a test to see, you know, how you react under fire to these, you know, kind of silly questions. But you're going to do everything you can to find out what's going on with these guys. And normally, I would pick the tow truck driver in most one-on-one battles with civilians, but not Abdul Carter.
Can we get him on? Can we get the tow truck driver on the show?
That would be awesome.
Now, that's, Mitch, can you make that happen?
On it.
Those guys are crazy. Listen, right.
Crazy enough to come on.
Yeah, we dealt with them at Ohio State many a times. I had buddies who were on a lot of steroids at the time. Tow truck drivers won every battle.
Were you on the juice too?
No. No, but the tow truck drivers were always, they looked like they were in their 30s or 40s, and they had no fears in the world when they were battling it out with the college students. But all of this is just to make sure that if you're going to take Abdul Carter, that, my God, can you imagine, 38 injury-prone player back in the day, and that was a pretty important draft. I still, to this day, was like, Courtney Brown would have been amazing. But he was injured.
There's a lot of would-have-beens from that era of Browns football, that I think one, it's fair to say.
That one's always near and dear to my
Couch
heart.
I mean, Tim Couch, too, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Same. I mean, the injuries obviously caught up to him. The fact that there was no offensive line caught up to him. Like, he could have been special, sure.
Yeah. I wanted to get to the Browns, but I did ask right before we went to break. We were talking about the Cavs, and hey, I love talking about what's coming up on Friday night, but...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You know, even into the future, because you're someone who would know these things, you mentioned the core and how Cavs are cost-controlled, and you know how much everyone's going to cost. Mm-hmm. And they brought back their core this year. They're going to be able to bring their core back next year. Then I was going to ask you, is Ty Jerome part of that core? And are you sure he's going to be here next year?
So I'm not sure he's going to be here next year because the Cavs are restricted on how much they can pay him.
They literally can only offer him how much money?
I believe it's a little over $12 million, I believe is the number. So it's complicated, but essentially he is allowed to make either a 120% raise on what he's making now, which is he's going to get way more than that, or 105% of this year's average player salary, which computes out to be about $12.2 million next year is what the Cavs could pay him. And then, you know, he could get raises based on that. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a team that finds a way to get him more money than the Cavs can. And at that point, you can't blame him for in his career. It's not like he's made major money. I believe that this deal that he's on now is the biggest of his career. And you can't blame him for taking that payday if that does happen. And this isn't an instance of, oh, the Cavs didn't want to pay somebody. It's an instance of, and we saw this with the New York Knicks last year, for an example. They lost Isaiah Hartenstein not because they didn't want to pay him, but because they were restricted on how much they were allowed to pay him. And Oklahoma City had cap space. They could pay him more. So that's what happened. I do think that there's a chance where that's what happens with Ty Jerome. Maybe there's a team that wants to pay him $15 million a year. If you're Ty Jerome, you probably can't pass it up, and the Cavs are not allowed to go that high.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if your best friend is on the Cavs. Like, I've seen a lot of people say that. And, you know, last year, Andrew Nembhard, and he had a playoff run, so Jerome hasn't had that yet, but he got paid three, and he's a defensive, you know, defensive-minded
better
player.
Better defender than Ty is.
Who they thought, you know, his offense could get better. It hasn't. Yeah, they signed him to a three-year, $59 million deal. It already looks, honestly, like they regret it. I mean, there were rumors about trade scenarios, and 3 years, 59. You're saying the Cavs can really only offer him up to 40 over 4 years, was it?
So it'd be like 4 years, I think 48-ish, 49,
yeah.
49 okay. Over the next 4 years, which, you know, would the Cavs go there? Would they want to give him 4 years? I don't know. That's not something, that's not information I'm privy to right now.
And he's older. So Jerome is older. And I just think because of the injury situation last year, and this is the first time Jerome can actually capitalize financially in a big way. Normally in the history of the NBA, guys, especially modern day NBA guys, do not take significant pay cuts.
Why would you? I mean, he has an opportunity to become generationally wealthy. Like, he has the opportunity to set up his family for generations to come with money, and you don't pass up on that.
Do you realize Jerome, when it comes to guards, seventh in the NBA in PER?
He's been awesome.
Seventh.
He's been fantastic. I mean,
Nembhard, who got $59 million over 3 years, 103rd.
Yeah. Ty has been... And I think Ty has been the most surprising part about this. The Cavs did not expect Ty Jerome to be this. I know Kobe Altman has liked him for a long time, but the Cavs did not expect Ty Jerome to have this type of a season.
No.
Kenny Atkinson didn't expect it. I know no one in the media expected it. Ty Jerome was an afterthought to me all summer long. I didn't even think about him as potentially being as part of the rotation.
There's like no drop-off
right
when he comes into the game. Who can say that around the league?
He should be. I think he should. He deserves a lot more love for Sixth Man of the Year than what he's getting. He deserves a lot more of that just because... Part of it, too, is he provides something different than anyone else on the roster does because he can play at a different pace. Like, you watch him slow down when he gets near the basket, and he just does things differently than anyone else. He brings a different component to their offense, and it's great.
Pritchard's had a great month, too. We've seen him firsthand. He is a world to deal with off the bench. He's been great.
So to me, he's more of a product of what Boston is, and I think Ty Jerome's a product of what Ty Jerome is.
Ooh, all right. Fighting words. Send that to our sister station in Boston. Send it over to the Ringer. Brian Barrett, Russillo, and Bill Simmons over there. Fighting words from Danny Cunningham to end the show.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.